The President's remarks to the National Association of Secretaries of State Teachers Associations. From the Rose Garden of the White House, November 19, 1963.
Ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Wyatt, Dr. Carr. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to express a very warm welcome to all of you at the White House. We're very appreciative to the National Education Association, to your leader, Mr. Wyatt, to your officials, Mr. Carr and others, for the support they've given to our efforts this year to see if we can persuade the Congress to meet what I regard as a very pressing national obligation and responsibility in the field of education. And that obligation and responsibility stretches across a very wide spectrum of needs. I've just come back from driving through part of the state of Florida, and every time I take a journey which takes me by car and see the number of mothers with young children who are standing in the streets, I realize once again in a very personal way what a tremendous flood of children are coming into our schools, elementary, high schools, colleges, and we hope even going beyond that. Now, we cannot get the job done with all the competing claims for dollars unless we have determined and dedicated work at the local level, at the state level, and at the national level. This Congress must be judged, in my opinion, by what it's able to do in the important field of education, certainly as much as in any other field, before it goes home for its next July or next August. It is my strong belief that when this Congress does go home on that occasion, it will have done more in the field of education than any Congress in the last 100 years, really, I suppose, since the Morrill Act, which established the land-grant colleges. But I think in the field of education, higher education, vocational education, in the field of assisting teachers who are on salaries, particularly those who are at the low end and those who are at the high end, so that we can encourage the best talent we've got to go into teaching, in the scholarships for needy students, in a whole variety of ways, mental retardation and all the rest. I think that this Congress, some may claim I'm optimistic, but I think this Congress is going to write, as I said, the best program certainly in a century. I think the need is greater than it's been for a century. I think the number of children who need an education and the complexities of our society place a much higher burden upon the average citizen than ever before. This is no new role for the federal government. You know this better than anyone. Since the Northwest Ordinance, since the Land Grant Act, since a dozen legislative acts by the Congress, we have indicated that we believe a free society must be well educated. We have a very new responsibility in 63 because of the size of the population and because of the needs of this population. So I hope that you will continue to do your work, that you will continue to prod us, and occasionally here in the administration, the White House, occasionally the members of the House and Senate, and see if we can get this job done. I've quoted before, and I quote again, Mr. Jefferson, that if we expect a nation to be ignorant and free, we expect what never was and never will be. That should be our thesis for the next 9 months, and see if we can, before Congress goes home, they leave something here that's worthy to be remembered in the important field of education. I want to thank you. Things don't happen, they're made to happen. The field of education is made to happen by you and your members, so we're very grateful. We have had more photo finishes, which where the photo was blurred and nothing came out in education, so that it is particularly now when the House and Senate have still not completed their work on vocational education, which I think has particular importance now. My hope was that because each of these programs has its friends and each of the programs have their enemies, that we would perhaps can join together all the friends of education in one bill. So we sent one bill to the House and Senate and urged that the Congress act on one bill, because a child begins at 5 or 6 and ends up possibly at 16, 18, 20, 22, wherever his educational talents and opportunities take him. So we wanted to go the whole way in one voyage. The members of the House Committee decided that that was not possible. So they broke the bill up into a number of sections. So now we have to take that route. But we can get a decision, in which is now, of course, before the conference because of the differences in the bills, on the two main subjects which are now before us, one of which covers, of course, vocational education, the other higher education, I would hope that then we would proceed in the House and Senate to the secondary education field. In the case of the secondary education field, while there are new problems that come up with which we're all familiar and which have caused a good deal of turmoil, discussion, I think the need is very clear. And I think the more that we can do to indicate that need, both from the point of view of assisting in slum areas of the United States where the schools are inadequate, some rural areas where the schools are inadequate, where the buildings are unsafe, some areas where teacher salaries are disproportionately low, even though the community may be or the state may be spending a high proportion of its state income on education, and in those cases where we wish to stimulate, as I said before, people going into teaching by increasing their salaries. So I would hope we'd get this work done quite shortly, and then we'd proceed to the other. My belief was that it's one program, and we expect to continue to try to get that program through. I don't know anything that's more important. And I think that the people of this country, if we can indicate the need and continue to do it, that we'll get it done. What, of course, finally has happened in the past is that we have united the enemies instead of the friends of these various programs. So now we have to try to continue to unite the friends. But I do not regard the work done at all, even if we do this these first two steps. So we'll get at it, Mr. Wyatt. Yes, I'd like to. We'd like to have you go and visit, if you have a few minutes, the White House. And it's not a bad educational tour. Behind you is where those trees were planted by Andrew Jackson, and the highest tree there was planted by the son of a man who was one of the drafters of the Northwest Ordinance, John Adams, the highest one, so you should feel somewhat at home.